in watching the film, what did you see from the Denver Broncos last week in their offense? Why did they struggle so much against St. Louis?
You know what? I mean, a lot of times it was tip balls. I think you know, you can't blame you know, Jake for everything that happened, which you know, it's some tip balls, it was some drop balls, and the defense took advantage of those. So I mean, they're playing well, they're playing fast, and I mean, sometimes you just get bad breaks.
Is this team kind of difficult to defend because now they have Smith and Walker?
Oh, I mean, definitely. When you get two top-notch receivers and a quarterback that can run, you got to be prepared to cover longer than you normally have to cover.
You've gone against this Broncos offense a lot when you're in your New England days and such. How does it compare, do you think, you know, with some of the new players that they've added? Obviously a new backfield kind of and new tight end, Walker. Does it look like the same or a little bit better? What does it look like?
Well, I think you can always expect the best when you're playing the Broncos because of their scheme. I mean, any running back that you put back there, and all of them have talent. They do a great job with picking their running backs, but, you know, all those guys can run and get 1,000, 1,500 yards no matter who you put back there. So you're going to always have to be prepared. And when you got a veteran receiver like Ross Smith, that he's getting better with age, and now another premier receiver, Javon Walker, you're going to have to be ready to play. I mean, they can hit you from so many angles, and when they get outside and do the boots and things like that and give Jake time to read and opportunity to run, I mean, you're going to have to be ready to play for four quarters.
When you got to Kansas City, what was the sense you got from your defensive teammates about how sick they kind of were of being the ones blamed for kind of dragging Kansas City down the last several years?
You know what? I knew any negativity that was talked about with the Kansas City Chiefs defense, you know, I felt like, you know, I'm going to try to make a difference and try to change it. And it's never as bad as what people try to make it. You know what I mean? These guys, you know, play hard. You know, we revamped some positions, and we're going out there to play. And it's going to take, you know, time, and week after week, we're just going to try to get better. But, you know, I did somewhat take it personally to come up here and try to make a difference.
I was wondering what happened with Deion Branch this week, and obviously your situation in New England. What were your thoughts on that? It just seems like a lot of the guys who got New England Super Bowl wins, you know, are kind of being phased out. What was your reaction to that whole thing?
I mean, it's business as usual on both ends, and you know, I'm just happy that Deion got what he deserved, and he's in a place that's going to win some football games, and he's definitely going to help him. But, you know, I mean, I don't have any comment, but I'm happy for Deion.
Yeah, I was just wondering, it seems like they're a little more cutthroat than some organizations.
Happy for Deion.
When you've got a backup quarterback going tied defensively, is there a temptation to maybe take more chances, try and do more? When you've got a backup quarterback starting on offense, as a defense, is there maybe a bit of a temptation to try and do more, take a few more chances?
I mean, there's always that temptation when you got a new guy out there, no matter, you know, if he's a rookie or a 10-year vet, you know, because you have to assume that he hasn't taken as many snaps with that group. But you know, I think any team is still going to run their same offense because that's why you have backups. But, I mean, the temptation is there, and coordinators probably do lick their chops and say, we're going to see if he can handle it. But it's up to the player and the quarterback to back the coordinators up off of him.
Well, you go against Heward in practice and training camp and such. Not many people have seen him in recent years. What's your take on him?
Well, I mean, I played against him when he was in Miami, and, you know, just when you thought you got him, he'd come back and beat you. I mean, you know, the games that he started, he played like a number one quarterback. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Broncos try to attack him, because it's not like it's his first time around the block. It's not like he's a rookie. He's pretty much seen it all. So, you know, we're very confident that he can go out there and get the job done.
The Chiefs have obviously taken a lot of steps to improve their defense, including bringing in yourself. How does the defense compare to, say, some of the other championship teams that you've played on in the past?
Well, I mean, you can't really tell from training camp
Carson Palmer's obviously one of the better quarterbacks in the league. How'd you guys feel like you fared against him? Didn't throw a touchdown pass. Feel like there was good progress for a first week?
It was definitely good progress, but we didn't do enough to get the job done. You know what I mean? You want to see progress, but you also want to win the football game. So, you know, when we make progress and go out there and play well and we win the football game, you can, you know, you'd be more happy about the performance that you've done. But we gave up some big plays, you know, in the red zone that we shouldn't have gave up.